No, it's Doc D'Souza dictating on Christine Bertolini. Bertolini is B-E-R-T-O-L-I-N-I. Bertolini. Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Christine Bertolini, B as in boy, Bertolini. Date of birth, 11/3/1947. Date of visit is 4/10/25. Next paragraph. Please make a copy for Anna Figueroa, P-A. Anna, A-N-A. Figueroa is F-I-G. Figueroa, P-A-C, Anna Figueroa. Next paragraph. Dear Anna, thank you for sending Christine Bertolini for evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 77-year-old lady who has had a history for asthma since childhood, has intermittent episodes of wheezing and exacerbations of her asthmatic attacks, period. The patient has previously been on inhaled bronchodilators and has been followed by a pulmonologist. Periodically has received antibiotics and oral steroids with some relief. Presently, the patient is not on any inhalers, but uses montelukast 10 milligrams daily and denies any wheezing episodes. She needs follow-up for asthma, period. Her last PFT was done more than 2 years ago. And there is no recent chest x-ray to evaluate her lungs, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for hyperlipidemia and history for chronic asthma, history for chronic back pain, and hypothyroidism. The patient has had a cholecystectomy. Next paragraph, allergies to IVP dye and Lipitor. Next paragraph, med list included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, montelukast 10 milligrams per daily, levothyroxine 137 micrograms daily, simvastatin 20 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, habits. The patient was a smoker, half to one pack per day for 5 years and quit in 1976. No significant alcohol use. Next, she also worked as a hairdresser. Next paragraph, family history. Father had a history of asthma. Mother was anemic and died of a blood disorder. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no cataracts. I'm sorry, no glaucoma, but had cataracts. She has vertigo, and she has post-nasal drip and sinus drainage. She has cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath. Denies urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. And she denies nausea, vomiting, reflux symptoms. The knees, any chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains or palpitations. She has no depression or anxiety. The knees, easy bruising. She has some arthritis and has no numbness of the extremities or memory loss, but has occasional headaches. She has no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. No pallosanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 112 over 60, pulse 76, as patients 20 times 97.6. Weight is 138, saturation is 97. HEND norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Nasal mucous edematous, ears, no inflammation. Throat clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with the decreased excursions. Lung fields are clear. Heart, the heart sounds regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerves, ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next, photograph, impression number one. Intermittent asthma, and number two, possible underlying obstructive lung disease. Number three, hyperlipidemia. Number four, hypothyroidism. And next paragraph, plan the patient. Has been advised to get a CBC IG level and a total eosinophil count. Also get a CT chest without contrast, since she does have a history of smoking. And get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. And she will continue with the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Anna Figueroa, FIGUEROA, PA-C. Thank you.